Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. More than half of all traffic accidents in Kentucky are caused by distracted driving. With April being Distracted Driving Month, Breckenridge County mother, Tarina Horton, who works as an agent for Kentucky Farm Bureau, is sharing her story.
It was Valentine's Day, 2009, and my 9-year-old daughter at the time and my 5-month-old child, I'd loaded them in the car. We were going to look at another vehicle, and I'd cleaned out my car and everything, and we got them in, and I was talking to my husband on the phone.
Horton says she did what many of us would do before thinking.
The kids were buckled up, and I'd left, and I was only about a half of a mile from my home, and I hung up the phone and kind of tossed it. When it did, it went under the seat, and I looked down for just 1 second, and I went off the road, and I actually hit a sign, and then I overcorrected. And the whole time I was telling my 9-year-old, because she was scared, I was like, it's okay, it's going to be okay.
She says she remembers the entire accident.
When I overcorrected, just all of a sudden it just barrel rolled my vehicle. It was an SUV, so I guess they're a little top heavy. It barrel rolled, and then I was thrown out of the vehicle, and I remember that as well. And when I realized what was happening, I just started praying, and I asked God, please not to take me, because there wasn't anybody here to take care of my children. And
we'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Horton says she is sure God heard her prayers that day.
I believe God heard me, and when everything went quiet, I was leaning up against the back tire of my SUV in a sitting position, and I was alive. I mean, there was no blood or anything, but I did fracture my pelvis in 5 places, and I broke my arm and had to have a plate and screws put in it.
She hopes sharing her story will make a difference for others.
If I can tell my story and it can impact one person and make them realize whatever that is, the phone call, the text message, or whatever it is, distracting them, and they can kind of wait and just pay attention to what they're doing, if that saves one life.
We'll hear more important story tomorrow. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.